From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions against individuals and entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Officials say the sanctions are a response in part to Iran's missile testing activities in defiance of a UN resolution barring Iran from engaging in such tests. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says additional action against Iran is possible.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved up its plan to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Two U.S. amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. And the Republican-led U.S. Congress narrowly passed a bill on Friday fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. The Democrats argue the rule further transparency and help prevent corruption in foreign governments dealing with oil companies. This is VOA.